What I wanted to do today is a little bit different. I'd like to go back a step and then go forward, because it makes some sense if you put it in context. So go back to August 7 of 2007, 10 years ago. Does anyone remember what happened that day? It was not really a famous day, but that was the day that BNP closed three funds because they weren't sure whether they would be able to perform. That was the start of the crisis. That's when it began. So 10 years ago, we started on this odyssey that has resulted in Dodd-Frank and brought us to today. And it's also significant to think what exactly that meant. And let me explain that too. And I'll try to do this in all of like 2 or 3 minutes so we don't kill ourselves on time. But, banks finance their operations through retail finance, which is like deposits, which you take the money and use it to loan out, like It's a Wonderful Life, the Bailey brothers building a loan. And then banks do wholesale financing, where they borrow from other banks. Okay, and there's a significant amount of that wholesale finance. What happened when these three funds closed was a lot of people started thinking, wonder what that means for other banks. Do they have similar kind of things? Do they have things that they're not sure what's going to happen? Do they have funds, or do they have other issues that they're not sure of? And so ultimately, as other banks kind of fell in line and other events happened, there was this great sense of doubt that I'm not sure I really want to do an overnight loan. Think about LIBOR, London Interbank Overnight Rate, right?